It was a sea of smiles and beers for all at Milwaukee's South Shore Park on Wednesday. The gathering celebrated a $500,000 gift. Miller Coors presented the county with $500,000 to help revitalize the beach. It has long ranked among the most polluted in the nation. The crowd gathered on the sun-drenched lawn outside the South Shore Park Pavilion. Sailboats bobbed from buoys out on Lake Michigan.
Good afternoon. It's a great day to be out in the park, isn't it? Yeah.
The beach is sometimes a different story. Yet Parks Director John Dargle says it stands at the cusp of transformation.
As you know, it's been ranked as the top 10 worst beaches in America. And as you can imagine, this designation, we're not proud of it, but to many of our partners, we are committed to change that forever and get off this list.
The county plans to dole out the $500,000 from Miller Coors across 5 years to help tackle water quality issues. The list includes managing migratory birds and even setting up an educational kiosk. Sandra McClellan is a researcher with the UWM School of Freshwater Sciences. She applauds plans to replace a large concrete parking lot that slopes toward the water. The county will replace it with permeable surfaces and rain gardens.
They're very tuned into doing it as green infrastructure, meaning capturing the water, letting it clean before it goes into the lake.
McClellan has also been eyeing the breakwaters designed to shelter the boats and the yacht club. She says those structures hamper natural waves and recirculation of lake water. Just to the south, McClellan says, water quality tests significantly better. Some suggest moving the beach there.
We've taken a lot of samples over 14 years, and at least 10 of those years, we've sampled the current beach area and just 150 meters to the south. We have over 1,000 water samples collected on the same day, and we see that water quality is 40 times better.
You're the expert. No, I'm asking you.
Despite the celebration Wednesday, lifelong Bayview resident Don Kaczynski says he's skeptical and frustrated.
So I was born in 63 in Bayview my whole life. It's been a concern my whole life. I was a kid swimming in the lake. When they built that wall, they didn't have concerns. They should have drainage through here, you know, like a flowage. It's nice to put money and make it look pretty, but what's going to help save the children? It's still going to be the same thing after they build all this, put all the money in here, and they don't fix the problem.
Unlike Kaczynski, fellow Bayview resident Katie Williams says she has never been swimming at the beach, but she does do a lot of kayaking here.
This is actually a wonderful place to go kayaking because if it's really, really windy, you can stay inside the break wall.
So Williams thinks the green infrastructure plan is a step in the right direction.
Another thing that the parks got was one of the combers that actually churns up the sand, so all the E. coli will be exposed to the light. So it's like a multifaceted management plan.
Another movement to end the stagnant state of South Shore Beach. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.